This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jamui in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The projects are aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Dharti Aba Birsa Munda is revered as Bhagwan by tribal communities across the country. Today also marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Birsa Munda. On the occasion, Mr. Modi unveiled a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He also virtually participated in the Griha Pravesh of 11,000 houses built for tribal families under the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said today's projects are set to transform tribal life with 1.5 lakh homes, roads and new educational and health facilities. Mr. Modi announced that 80,000 crore rupees for the infrastructure development of tribal villages under the Janjatiya Utkarsh Gram Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also announced the launch of Birsa Munda Gaurav Upvan in tribal-dominated districts on the occasion. As Jharkhand gears up for the second phase of assembly polls and Maharashtra for single-phase voting next week, major political parties have intensified efforts to reach out to voters in the final days before the election. In Jharkhand, during an election meeting at Tundi in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh criticised Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of rampant corruption in the state. Senior BJP leaders Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Himanta Biswa Sarma and Champai Soren also addressed rallies in Dumka, Pakur and Jama. At a public gathering in Godda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promised that if the India Alliance is voted to power, all of their poll promises will be fulfilled. Meanwhile, speaking at a rally in Deoghar, senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav accused the BJP of dividing society along religious and caste lines. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. Voting for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the same day. Speaking at a rally in Sangli today, NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar claimed the BJP wants to change the constitution and like-minded parties have come together under the MVA umbrella to oppose this. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray campaigned in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, where he hit out at the ruling NDA and Mahayuti government over the low minimum support price of soybean. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a political rally in Hingoli and Yavatmal, while Union Minister Nitin Gadkari campaigned in Gadchiroli and Chandrapur. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis campaigned in Satara and Sangli. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. India highlighted that the impact of climate change is increasingly becoming evident in the form of frequent disasters. At the COP29 summit at Baku in Azerbaijan, India delivered the statement on behalf of like-minded developing countries at the High-Level Ministerial on Climate Finance in the COP29 summit yesterday. Delivering the statement, Additional Secretary Environment Ministry Naresh Pal Gangwar asserted that principles of equity and common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capacities must form the basis for a strong outcome on the new collective quantified goal at COP29. India's intervention reiterated that developed countries need to commit to provide and mobilize at least $1.3 trillion every year till 2030 through grants, concessional finance and non-debt inducing support that cater to the evolving needs and priorities of developing countries. In cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the fourth and final T20 International at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India leads the four-match series 2-1. And with that, we end this news bulletin.